David Perry, along with his wife Pamela, are the owners of Perry & Sons Farms.
Our big thing that we moved down here to do was fresh market onions. We're one of the larger grower, packer, shippers in the country.
They own and operate more than 3,000 acres of farmland in Nevada and California, and employ upwards of 1,800 people. As we walk around their headquarters in Yerington, which looks more like an office park than a farm, he explains the history.
And then in 2006, I had an opportunity to come to us to start growing organic vegetables, leafy greens. So it's broccoli, cauliflower, romaine, iceberg, then all the babies, you know, spinach, the lettuces, kale, chards, bunch beets, that type of stuff.
Some of their land lies next door to the Anaconda copper mine. Does being so close worry the third-generation vegetable farmer?
Well, what we grow, we eat too. We're not going to want to be eating something that is just as healthy as we could possibly produce it.
We've tested the water and the wells that they're using and the produce itself, and it's free from any contaminants, and people should not feel anything but positive in terms of getting local Nevada agriculture from the Mason Valley.
That's Jared Blumenfeld with the EPA, which has been working with farmers like the Perrys, who say their land has been thoroughly examined.
We're the first large onion farm in the U.S. to get the Sustainable Agriculture Award, and that's extensive testing. Anybody that says there is imminent danger, when that gets printed, it's not true because all the scientific data shows there's not.
The EPA has been studying the Anaconda site since 2001, when the agency first looked into putting it on its national priority list. Blumenfeld says all this data gives them a better idea of the scope of the issue.
We have about 355 groundwater wells that are testing water quality today. Most Superfund sites don't have that level of understanding.
But as with everything about the Anaconda, it's not that simple. There are two issues at play here. One involving groundwater contamination, and another involving toxic fluid management. Let's look at groundwater first. ARCO and parent company BP America are legally responsible for this part of the cleanup. In 2013, the companies reached a nearly $20 million settlement with residents that paid for legal fees and property damage, set up a medical monitoring fund, and connected people with affected wells to the city water supply. ARCO has since committed an additional $10 million. Now let's move on to toxic fluids. There are currently a handful of what are called evaporation ponds on the property that are filling up fast, and the company responsible for managing this issue has since gone bankrupt. That's why the EPA and the governor ultimately agreed to move this portion of the site onto the national priority list. Here's Blumenfeld.
At the moment, there's zero money for it. We can't do any more removal because the next phase is really construction. The state isn't in a position to put forward the money necessary.
But before moving forward, the governor and other state and community groups wanted reassurances from the EPA that if listed, the site would get the funding needed, not just the negative stigma. Leo Drozdoff is the director of the Nevada Department of Conservation and Natural Resources.
This state has an extensive mining history. We're good at this. We know how to deal with mine reclamation. And so our ability to do that means, I believe, that we'll be able to control costs better. We'll be able to do it in an efficient and quicker time frame.
If accepted on the national priority list, the state is on the hook for 10% of the estimated $31 million price tag for this project.
More importantly, that what the community wants is the community wants this site to be reclaimed and then to be taken off of the list.
Getting the site cleaned up is something the Perrys want to see too.
We're stewards of the land. We care about the land and the economy and many, many other things in this area.
That's why we're for the listing now, because they finally know what to do. They rest us assured that they have the funding for it.
The site's potential listing will go up for public comment in September. If accepted, work could start by the end of next year. Noah Glick, Reno Public Radio News.